not. She's get off the line, whoever it is. So they would make the choice. Wilbur took that out. Now we would be for those three positions. That's our general judgment. We think that the House provision is not as good as the Senate provision. We recommended first the increase. They did not grant it. The other two, we did not recommend them, and they put them in over our opposition. Now, the big question is, if you kill the bill, then the Senate will kill a conference report if they succeed. If meaning them just raise hell, they could kill it. I don't think they will, but they might. And I think it's 50-50 they could. You can't kill at this stage. House, I believe, will pass it by substantial vote, because all Republicans, I believe, will be for passing it. And I think most of the Southerners will be for passing it, and just be the 80 study group that wouldn't. But when it gets to the, they won't do that until probably Thursday. They're going home Friday, and it gets to the Senate, they have to vote up or down the conference report, and they have no limitation on time, so Morris should just take the floor. Mansfield won't ever keep him past 5 o'clock. All he have to do is just go overnight, and then one or two others talk. It dies Friday night until next session. Now that is a rather dangerous thing for labor to do, to filibuster it, and for Bobby and them to do, because they will deny it a $24 million, 13% increase while they're taking care of a few Negro women. That's that side of it. On the other side, we'd like to have our cake and eat it too. We'd like to have the $70 we recommended. We'd like to have the 15%. It's conceivable if it went over, we could force Wilbur to give it to us next session. I would doubt it. I think that he's got the Republicans playing with him, and he can run the House. He's taking it away from McCormick, really, on the tax bill. And I do not think we can beat him, and I think we just beat ourselves by winding up with no Social Security bill. I think that Bobby doesn't care. Anything that's chaos, he and Teddy can create, whether it's on draft or anything else, he will do it. So our decision's got to be, what do we do? You don't want to just take labor on and make all them mad, and you really think labor is right in its basic position. I think politically they're not right. I think what they ought to do is say we're against it, but we have no choice, and they've got us boxed in. And we will go on and sign it, and then we'll recommend it next session and make them have some votes on it. But I don't believe the votes are there to support the candidate. Now, I think they can defeat it, because 5 of 10 can do it like they did the Taft-Hartley. But the liberals will do this instead of Dirksen. Dirksen killed the housing for Negroes by filibustering talking. I think they can do it here, and all of them want to go home December the 15th and so forth. So what I think you ought to do is to say that Mr. Gardner has expressed our viewpoint, namely that we do the three basic things, that we favor the increase of $70 and 15%. This is 55 and 13. That's number one. Number two, we favored the Senate provisions on this other matter in preference to the House. Now, whether they're more important than the whole bill is a matter that they'll have to look at, and that the authorities are talking to the House and Senate leadership and the people there, and that you don't have any more information on it.
All right.
And I wouldn't get any more, and I wouldn't promise to get any more. There's no law that makes us get it. And I wouldn't just imply, I'd just say, now, gentlemen, the president's president, and when the president's got something to say, he'll say it. And when he hasn't, why, he won't. And I just can't be made to say it. And I doubt that I'd even get on the record on these three items. I think that I would just say that all you know is what you have seen in the papers, namely that the conferees have agreed on this, but they have not filed a report, and you do not really know the details of it. It will not be filed until tonight. And they'll be analyzed tomorrow. And that you don't know when they're going to adjourn, you're away, and you just better refer them to their people up there for anything that they need to get right now. And if they say need my information, I just say that I haven't seen it, and the president hasn't got the details of the conference report, and that will be handled by Gardner, and he hadn't talked to Gardner, but I did talk to Wilbur, but I don't want to say that. But it'll be Gardner, and Gardner will handle it up there and all those details here. We're down here to just get a little rest, not from the wedding, but from everything else, and try to get caught up on some of the things we're doing. And you doubt that you'll have any announcements on that. Now, somebody in our shop is leaking because they say that we're going to three or four states. And, I don't know who is that, somewhere, though.
Well, the Post has a story this morning saying that the president, before leaving the wedding reception, the president told Huseman that he was very tired, but that he might make a swing around the country before returning to Washington later in the week. Then he says White House spokesman.
Now that didn't happen. That didn't happen. So, first place, I didn't see any newsmen. I saw two or three girls, and I told the girls, they asked me how I was feeling, and I said, I'm tired enough that I want to get out of here, and I'm going home tonight. Spend a few days, but I didn't tell them I was touring the nation.
It's the one speech that would come as no surprise would be before the AFL-CIO convention.
That's right. Well, I'm sure AFL always leaking something.
And says we're not disclosing travel plans and so forth. So I don't think I'll get any problems on the travel except just curiosity.
I spent the day with Merriman. I don't think Smitty, he came out and killed a deer.
Yeah.
I don't think that we'll get any problems there, but you ought to know it. He just sat around and ate lunch and watched the ball game while I took a nap and went out and he killed a deer up in the North Martin and went on in. I didn't get in any great discussions with him, and he was very respectful and didn't ask for anything.
They'll probably ask me if Pat and Lucy and the baby are something.
Yes, they are. Pat's working, but Lucy and the baby here.
All right. Okay, and then I've got John Johnson on the post office thing and Edwards.
Yeah. If Marvin has cleared Edwards, I don't want him cleared unless Marvin's talked to him.
Yep. And the Ishkol visit, which is a joint announcement with Israel, is coming here privately in February to see you.
Ishkol's coming in February?
Yes, sir. Oh, it doesn't have the date. It just says he's... And do you have anybody I can tell them you talk to? They're always interested in knowing whether you talk to
them. No, I think I just tell them that the sun's shining this morning. And that I am in the house, but I am, you haven't got anything else to report. If I go to talking, then I get in lots of problems.
All right, sir. Okie doke. I think that's all my problems.
Okay. When do you need to know about Colleen tomorrow at 11 o'clock before you go to bed tonight?
It'd be helpful, yes, sir.
They all want to go, I guess.
Going up there tomorrow. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get arrange some transportation if we're going up there tomorrow. So I will need to know something late this evening if I can.
Well, then that gets it on the wire then.
No.
What I'm trying to do is to avoid if you can get a company to won't give it away.
No, I think I can keep it off. And it may be close enough to get a government chopper or something, take them up there. I don't know what the distance is. Probably would have to get us a plane.
Okay.
Or even a bus. It's not too, I guess it's too far for a bus. But I will need to make some transportation arrangements.
Jim will call you this afternoon.
All right, sir. Thank you.